Hi, what up, guys? We got BBDM podcast episode, I don't know, 18, shit. What episode are we on?
Our one-year anniversary episode.
13? Is it 13 or 12?
I think it's 12.
Cool, 12. Recorded on September 24th, 2005, fucking, I don't know, 2011. I don't, who cares? I'm your host, Tom. With me is Jeff.
Yo.
And also we got Casey.
Of course.
And, yeah, so just to start off with what you've been playing. Cool. What you been playing, Jeff?
I've been playing a lot of Dead Island, because that game's really cool. It's a totally different game than I was expecting it to be, in a good way.
What's it?
It reminds me more of Borderlands than anything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Also, like, quests and stuff?
Yeah, you have the quests, you have the open world, and you have four characters, each with three talent trees, so you can, like, and they all play somewhat differently. It's not quite as variant as Borderlands, but yeah, it's pretty cool like that. But it does some other things as well, like it, with the way it handles, it's more about, it's also first person, but it's, and you, there's loot, and it's all color-coded and everything, and that's sweet. But the way it handles, like, combat, it's more about the melee. I mean, you do get guns later, but ammunition's kind of scarce, even for the chick who can make it. Guns are best for certain situations. They're really good for what they're good for, but you don't want to use them on every zombie, because then you'll just run out of ammo. And it's really good at, like, making it so, like, you can kill a single zombie really easily. But if you get just even a few of them, like four of these normal zombies, that can sometimes be bad if you're in a bad place when they attack you. And then mix it in with all these other crazy zombies, and it provides a real feeling of tension where you're not really that powerful. At the same time, you're not penalized too much for death, which upsets some people because they feel, I guess, you lose some of that tension since you just die and come back with a bit of lost money. But I think the lost money is actually a big deal, because the money's really great for upgrades, and repairing it becomes not as bad later on, but if you want to make sure you keep upgrading your stuff well.
Right.
Money's good. But yeah, it's really a lot of fun with a lot of people, with friends, but the people I was playing with online, I wasn't able to play for a while, and they totally passed me up in level.
Yeah, it's usually how it happens.
So if you actually, like, if you run out of ammo, you got other sources to go to?
Well, you pretty much have to, it depends, like, if you're ever in a situation where you're finding other humans, who are definitely who you want to use guns against, because they're using guns against you. If you try to run up to them, you're probably just going to get sprayed with bullets. It's bad.
Nice.
But then you get ammo from them, so if you find pockets of those guys, they're usually a good way to get ammo. They're not really also who you worry about. They're not too difficult compared to the zombies, but they're a great place way to get ammo. Other than that, it's pretty much buying it from the vendor, whatever.
Right.
People trying to take advantage of the situation are buying, or like I said, there's one chick who's good with blades, a dude, the tank guy, he's good with blunt weapons, there's a guy who's good with throwing weapons, and then there's a chick who's good with guns. And she is, I believe she has a talent in her survival tree that actually lets her craft ammo. So if you find a workbench and those are more scattered, then she should be able to actually replenish her stock.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. That's convenient.
So is it like a quest hub? Kind of like how Borderlands was, or is it like stuff scattered?
It's more like a quest hub. Occasionally you'll find like a quest out in the middle of nowhere. Like
this is a little random stuff, yeah.
For the most part. But even just running around, sometimes crazy stuff will happen.
That's cool.
Not necessarily scripted, but you know, by whatever algorithm they're doing to pop dang crazy stuff up in the way. Yeah. And yeah, really liking it. But like I said, I've been totally passed up, so I don't know when I'm going to play it next, because, man, that game is hard by yourself. It does the thing where it, like, tries to match you up against people in the same area. It's like, hey, this person has the same progression you are.
Oh, so you get you should put with an Xbox game. Live tard.
Yeah, pretty much.
So just some idiot.
Although it does that, but I was playing once, and someone joined my game, and I don't know how. I guess he was on the same progression, because we were both doing the same quest, but he was way higher level than me. And it wasn't so bad, I guess. Like, but it was like totally. It wasn't really that fun because he would just like one hit kill all the zombies because they were matching my level.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's how it was in Borderlands. Yeah. It's just like when you'd play with me, Casey, and you were just going through like with the really overpowered stuff, and I'm sitting here like, this is freaking boring.
Yeah,
pretty much. This is not really much to do for me.
The worst part was though when I was like, okay, because this was actually on a different character. I was showing the game off to other people. And I made it to the city, so I knew what to expect. It's like, okay, now I can get a gun, kill this guy, or I know what quests I need to do where I'll be able to get a gun at.
Mm-hmm.
And I kill them, the guns drop, I pick it up, it's level 33 required. I'm like level 17. Like, what the hell?
Put it in the stash.
Pick up another gun. It's level 33 required. I'm like, I can't even get a gun when I'm playing with this guy. Fuck this. And I backed out.
Right. You should just cuss him out first.
Yeah.
Damn you for playing this game so much.
Yeah, he was really nice, I guess. I don't know. He wasn't talking. But, yeah.
Wait, he was nice, but he wasn't talking.
Real great.
Well, he was doing emotes. He was doing emotes.
Well, like I said, he was just hanging out with me and just like slaughtering things. I guess I don't know if that's really nice, but yeah.
You stole my kill.
Yeah, picking up quests. I didn't even know were there, so I had no idea how he was able to get so high of level and be on the same progression as me.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of...
It's probably like some sort of personal rating thing. It was like, he can't aim for crap, so they just put him in the lower tier with the other people, right. Even though he's...
It might have been a problem, like...
His hit ratio when was I first down started too far.
Playing, right.
It doesn't let you group up with people when you're in the prologue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't let you invite them, but I guess eventually it does let you join other people's games. So I accidentally did that because I thought I was out of the prologue, but I wasn't. So I joined a friend's games, and then we were doing all these quests. It's like, I don't know what's wrong. This was the first time I was playing. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with all these quests. I'm not able to complete any of them. I'm not getting XP for the quest just from killing monsters. I'm like, this game sucks. He's out-leveling me, and then the zombies are leveling with him. So I'm, like, having a really tough time with it.
Right.
And then figured out, oh, yeah, I just need to... actually finish the prologue of my thing, and then I can.
I had a lot of those problems, like playing Fable 3, was people would jump into my game, and I'm like, how did you get here? Get away. I don't want you here. I mean, I don't want you here. Why are you here? I'm trying to play this game, and you're screwing me up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, when I was playing Mindjack, like, it works similar like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the co-op, counter-op thing, like how Perfect Dark has. Like, you'll be playing through the main game, and then other people can morph into the bodies of the enemies and try to screw you up. And I'm like, I wish somebody would join me. As soon as somebody came in, I was supposed to go over to the elevator. I made a beeline straight for them. Like, I took all my little NPC buddies over there. I just, like, ganked them. I was yelling on the mic. Do it! Jump back! You know? Respawn, I dare you to, because I was, like, spawn camping them. It was great.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Mindjack was one of those games where... it didn't pick up steam when, like, you know, enough people didn't play it, you know, but it was just one of those crazy games where you jump in and all of a sudden somebody, like, so-and-so has entered your game, and, like, his character would have, like, a red hue and yours would have a blue hue to it, and he would be running around and you're just, like, trying to, you're just like, I'm not going to cack this computer, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to open this door, I'm just going straight after him just to screw him because he's trying to screw up my game. It was awesome. Because then, like, the way that worked is they also had objectives. Like, joints, like, it would be either achievements or XP-type daily quests or something. Mm-hmm. So join somebody else's game and hinder them from completing their quests. Because it was all timed.
Mm.
So, it was some pretty cool stuff.
That's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was some really cool stuff.
Yeah, I like that when they have some neat new ideas that actually work.
Yeah.
Did it work? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. The game was awesome. Right. It was just not enough people like, got into it, yeah.
That sucks. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Rift.
The Rifts?
Yes, which is really... I'm really digging it. I know I made fun of it before because it was too much like WoW. In a lot of ways, it is a lot like WoW. But in mostly good ways, and it's really polished, and it does other stuff, and it lets me customize my character so much that I feel sometimes like I'm breaking the game.
You're like, I'm getting more than two faces. I'm getting more than four different body styles.
Well, yeah, definitely that. But also just when you have the templates of the classes, and then the eight different custom ways you can, are not the eight different ways, eight different classes within those templates that you can switch between. Where you have, you can do three of them and you can switch between them. They're your talent trees and your skills. It's just really smart. I imagine makes it really hard to balance though, and I'm not at the end game, so I have no idea how that's going to be, but I'd imagine it can't be that balanced. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means it can't tune encounters as finely as Blizzard does, and that's a strength not a lot of people have anyway. So,
They don't have a
I don't think a lot of. I think Blizzard does bosses and encounters better than maybe anybody.
Yeah,
It's they have definitely a knack for tuning these things and for making a bunch of disparate abilities work together to form a cohesive whole and have it actually be very interesting, like, the whole way through. Like, sometimes annoying, but regardless. And, yeah. Like I said, I think they're, like, on top of that more than anybody else.
Yeah.
If only they can get their PvP game done. If only they can not screw up their PvP game.
Yeah, a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I just don't like instant stuff. I like World. World all the way. Instance just sucks.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think they're more going for the esport type feel anyway, though.
No, the arena system is just, what the fuck? You know, it's like, why would you say that, hey, we're going to be able to do all these open world objectives and stuff, and then what do we get? We get, what, Plague Lands where it locks, and the fucking Terracar Forest thing where it's like, you know, in 5 hours, come back here.
Yeah.
And PvP for 5-10 minutes, and then it locks again.
Like Wintergrasp and Tol'Barad.
Yeah.
Just that locking
thing. I gotta wait every 12 hours.
I like a constant power struggle. Not just like jump in for X amount of time, and then when it's done, everybody just disperses. PvP is done for the day, guys. Come back later.
Well, I mean, Wintergrasp, you'd had that, but then they, as you control it, or didn't control it, you would get quests for the area. So you're encouraged to stay in there where...
Oh, like the PvP stuff?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And they were quests that would inevitably bring you against each other because you'd be about in the same area.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only reason I ever tried capturing the towers, because I would, you know, try to get other people to, you know, fight with each
Heck
other.
Heck yeah.
It was fun.
Start up a war.
Yeah.
Get that South Shore Terran Mills going again.
Because that was like when, what was it, BC came out. You know, the first thing I did was, you know, going to Hellfire Peninsula and go straight for the towers. That was the first thing I did. I was like, I'm going to start a war. And sure enough, like, everyone was there and already. I didn't even have to be there yet. And everyone was already there. I'm like, hell yeah.
And one thing that I really didn't like about how, like, all that was set up was, especially, like, the towers and, like, Hellfire and stuff. Like, people would just be, like, hovering above it unflagged. Like, given, when I played on PvP server, it was a lot more fun as far as ganking, you know, just getting a huge fight started. In PvE stuff, they're just, like, hovering above this tower. And they're like, I'm not landing on it because I'll get flagged. I'll just stay above and be like an opportunist. I'll just wait for everybody else to leave, get my thing, and then just leave. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's where you're a mage and you fly up there and
polymorph. Yeah, polymorph and shit. Or like, you know, when you're on like the fishing tournaments and stuff. Like when we were playing on Stonemaw, the fishing tournaments were hilarious because it was like just people just murdering everybody. Here it's like, you get a friend, and you water walk, and you stand on the other people's bobbers, and that's how you win. It's like, no, like, you gotta go in there and murder everybody, and then fish, and then murder everybody again, and then fish. Fishing to the extreme. Just murder everybody in the zone.
That's the only reason I didn't like the PvP servers. I start up on a new character in a PvP server, and the first thing I do is get ganked by some, you know, high-level person. I'm like, really? Come on, guys.
That's the way it goes.
That's kind of the fun thing, though. It's like you're always feeling that danger. Yeah.
Well, it sucked, though, because I would sit there and I would go for, you know, an hour or two, and then somebody ganked me, and I'm like, well, shit. go pop back up. Same person there. I'm like, fine, I'll log off for the next 12 hours. Let's see you wait then.
Well, yeah, I mean, at some point you have to. Like, if you're getting corpse camped, like, it's almost, yeah, it's not worth my time doing this. That's, you know, that's the bad thing. That's just, if somebody is that bored that they're going to corpse camp you for 5 hours, yeah, just log off. Let them waste all their time. Possibly level up another two. And that's what I used to do, is just level up multiple characters.
Bored so much as some people just like to prove their dominance.
Level up my damn character on there and be like, oh yeah? Let's see how badass you are now.
Because I remember I used to remember your name. I remember when we used to roll, when we were all 60 and we were just running around, we would get ganked by like three or four people. And we're like, oh, well, we'll see, we'll come back, we're coming back to, like, the northern part of the zone, and just, like, ganking everybody in that zone, and, like, just moving around so, like, this roaming band of people trying to gank us isn't catching us, but we're getting everybody else, like, mixed up into it, too, and then you get that huge fight started, and then that lasts forever. What is it, Ashenvale, like, that town right there, and it's just like, that war between there and, like, even Crossroads, like, the whole fight would just extend that entire two zones. And it's like, jeez, people, like, we're steadily pushing, like, all this stuff, just murdering people. And then they'd come back, and, like, you'd see, like, one of our little lobies running around. He's like, hey, guys, I just turned in this quest. Well, whoa, shit, what is that? It's like this big-ass wave of people. So, yeah, definitely. I don't think I'm ever... If I play PvP games, like games specifically for PvP, I'm not playing on PvE servers anymore. Because I don't like seeing people unflagged. And then they just run past, slash, slap, slash, slap, laugh, 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 whatever. I'm like, I'm going to kill you.
Fair enough. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool. What you been playing, Case?
Oh, I got Oblivion the other day. I bought it on Xbox Live. And that game...
You're getting ready for, right. Skyrim?
First time playing
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I didn't play it because I thought that I had to play all of them in order, and I didn't have any of them. And
then, that would be horrible.
Yeah. Just read the wiki.
Well, I didn't
it probably,
bother.
It's probably like, actually faster just playing through all the games than reading the wiki.
Yeah, well, I've decided to just go ahead and pick Oblivion up, and I was like, you know, you don't really have to... I understand kind of what's going on, not really, but it's all right. I, you know, did Tom's thing and made one of the ugliest characters.
That's what you do every game. If you can customize a character, like every game that you make, take my advice and make the ugliest bastard you can.
This guy it'll
make the game so much better for you.
This guy looked like he just ate a whole package of Sour Patch Kids.
That's
He's got
saying.
His face all sucked in, and his forehead's all big and bulging out.
Nice. Whoa.
It was awesome.
How can you tell if someone's ugly in Oblivion?
Third person.
Everyone's
third
so ugly.
Yeah, put it in third person mode and like make like this really, really charismatic person, but he looks like Igor. So he's like, "Hello, so how are you today?" And it cuts to you, and it's like, it's like, "What the hell is that?"
But it, you know, it's a game that, you know, it kind of reminds me a lot of Fable as far as that goes. I mean, there's aspects that it has that Fable doesn't, you know. But as far as the storyline goes, it's pretty nice. It's different as far as everything, you know.
Like the main story, or did you pretty much not do that and start doing a bunch of these other
now? I'm still kind of like in the whole starting thing. Like I just broke out of jail.
Oh yeah, that's when it really starts.
And then it's getting ready to really start up. Yeah.
Man, you'll start forgetting the main story though, because those little side quests. Like you'll play the side quest for like a week. And be like, oh yeah, I was supposed to go close this gate. Like seriously, you will get so sidetracked.
Yeah, and you know, as I said, I never played it, and I never really cared to want to try to play it. But I was like, you know what, screw it. I seen you know one of our friends playing it, and he was kind of showing me and telling me what was going on. I'm like, oh, so how long have you been playing? 14 hours. I was like, oh, you're not into this thing at all, are you? he just hit level 2 when I got over there.
Dang.
Because he was running around trying to do one quest and could never get it done because he couldn't find the person he was looking for.
Yeah, see,
I'm like, oh, you poor bastard.
It's games like that, though. Like, when you, like, you know, quote-unquote beat the game, you'll want to start over as somebody else. Because, like, I played through 3 times in a row.
Dang.
Like, as, like, I was like, I'll pick, like, a brawler and then I'll pick, like, a stealther. And, like, you're doing the same quest, but you're doing them in different ways.
Right. And yeah. I just like how you've got the option of, you know, you can either do good things or bad things. Mm-hmm. I've always loved that option. That's why I enjoyed Fable so much, was, okay, I could either be doing good things or, you know, and helping people, or I could steal from people and kill people I don't like.
Right.
Which was everybody in Fable.
Well, I like the idea in Skyrim where they say consequences, like you'll have consequences for your action. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel you have that a lot in a lot of these bad choice games.
Right. And it, you know, that was the same thing. Like, I played, what was that, Infamous not too long mm-hmm. ago, and it was like, oh, I could do all these bad things, and what are the people going to do? Oh, they're going to hate me. Of whoop-de-doo.
Right.
I mean, what, yep. who cares, you know? I mean, and like, I actually played a good character on that game, and the people were actually like, throwing rocks at the bad guys that I was fighting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Then but, you just walk away, you're like,
yep,
let
I'm
them
like,
fight.
Eh, they're good.
I'll pick up the loot when they get done.
But, anyways, Oblivion was actually, it's actually turning out to be a pretty decent game. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I hope Skyrim's got better graphics.
Oh, these definitely.
Graphics are it does. Killing me.
Dude, like, freaking Skyrim's graphics look crazy.
Actually, what are you playing on?
360.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say, there's some mods out for the PC to make it look a lot better.
Oh, no. No, not the PC, unfortunately. Yeah. I should have.
Yeah. Oh.
But I didn't.
Yeah.
Did you get it? Did it come with all the expansions, or is it just
no,
the base?
No, you still got to pay for it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm like, whatever.
Because some of those, like, Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles, those are pretty, that's a pretty lot of content, you know, like, mm-hmm. they added quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just going to play it for the main story and then pick up Skyrim when it...
Don't forget the horse armor, you gotta get the horse armor.
Get the what?
Horse armor.
Horse armor?
Yes.
Yeah, like, if you're, you know, you can't just have around a naked horse.
Right. That's going to get killed.
That's going to get an M rating, dude. Oh, I would love that DLC has, like, more mature content than like the actual main game. Mm. It's like, mommy, I want to buy the horse armor. Oh, you know, you can't.
It's rated M, you can't do that.
Yeah. Actually, that reminds me. Didn't they have problems with the ESRB rating for that game? Like, it was right after the hot coffee scandal? I think so. Oh, well.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they, like, the ESRB made them change the rating after the game was out, and they're like, what the hell, we showed you everything.
So it's like, if you guys want to, you know, send in an envelope, we'll send you the little sticker to put over the box from Teen to M.
You got to pay for your own shipping, though.
Right.
So that 35-cent stamp's going to suck. For a 35-cent stamp for a sticker to get that rating changed.
Okay.
Some people need that, though.
Yeah.
Some people are too stupid.
Post office needs that.
They look at the cover. They look at the cover. There's like a zombie killing everybody and eating stuff, and it, like, eating limbs and stuff. Like, is this suitable for my 7-year-old? If it's not, I'm suing you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, just left for dead with the hand with the missing.
Oh
hand.
Yeah.
That reminds me. Somebody asked me about Gears of War 3 being for a 7-year-old. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, sweet. Sure. Little kid is happy right now.
Yeah. I don't care. Is this good for a 7-year-old? I'm like, yeah, it is. It's great. And walked away.
Man, you should just, like, hold
they
up.
They are probably pissed at me.
Man, you should just hold up. Yeah, they load up the first scene. There's, like, people, like, this is, like, the first scene, or the scene in RoboCop where his hand gets blown off or something. It's like, what the f-?
Hell, the parents probably ain't even watching the damn
probably
game.
Not.
Stomping, foul language.
Yeah, okay. That would be, bite the curb! It's like, is this for a little 7-year-old? What the hell? Notice what you should do.
Like, in his you room playing it with the volume kind of
what you
down.
Should do, when you recommend games to people, there shouldn't be a gray area. There should be just crazy, and then it should be, like, tame. And, like, all the tame, like, don't pick, like, you know, teen-rated games or anything mm-hmm. like that. Don't pick up, you know, that stuff. Pick up, like, Dora the Explorer. If they're, like, a 7-year-old, once you hit that the 18-year-old threshold, now you can play Gears of War and stuff. But until then, you can play SpongeBob, and you can play all this other shit.
I thought it was 17.
I don't know.
It's 17.
No.
Is it?
Jeff would know. He's...
I don't know, man.
Was electronics.
I don't think I ever got carded in video games. Given,
I did.
Like, the 90s and the early 2000s, I don't think cared. Nobody cared.
Yeah. I got carded for buying God of War 3.
Damn. Really?
But yes. You do look like you're 12.
That's pretty funny.
I know the braces don't help any at all either.
Like, sir, this game, it's a little bad. You might not want this. It's like, dude, 23, I'm pretty good. Like,
I'm 46, man.
Right.
It's going to suck. I'm going to be like that too.
You think carb before my alcohol? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's like if you look over, what, 40 or something, they have to card you. Yeah. So, like, as soon as you hit, like, 80, you're like, you're not going to card me? What are you trying to say? You say I'm say I look old?
It's the problem with people that, you know, obviously I work there and I go to buy a pack of cigarettes and they're like, I need to see your ID. I'm like, really, dude? I'm working.
Be like, I worked here long enough to save enough money for a time machine so I can send myself back and tell myself that I will be a smoker when I get older. Anyway, so is that what you've been playing?
Pretty much that in League of Legends. Cool. After you gave me that, I got them codes.
Codes, man.
Man, I love that
codes
game.
Codes make the game right there.
That game is awesome.
Heck yeah.
I love that game.
You gotta get the there's a YouTube Alistar. If you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you get Alistar. It's on their website.
Are you freaking serious?
Yeah. What if you're already?
Did you just bought it?
Yes.
Oh shit! No, it's on.
With a special skin, though, right?
Yeah, it's a special skin, but you get the character for free.
All right, which is awesome.
Yeah,
but you get a special skin too.
I guess I could just go on there and get the special skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that'll
work. Alistar.
I wish I would have known that before I bought Alistar.
To their YouTube thing, it's something where you type in, you go to some website and type in your username and password, and then it's like, hey, would you like to subscribe to our YouTube channel? Hit subscribe, type in your YouTube credentials, and then it's like, okay, now here's Alistar. Mm-hmm. And then he shows up. It's kind of like how the Facebook Tristana worked, yeah.
But you did that, right? No.
No?
Nope.
Do you have Tristana?
Nope.
Hey, there you go.
Free stuff.
Like him on Facebook.
I do have him on Facebook.
Then get free Tristana.
You have to get their app. You have to get their app thing, too. Their little accept-deny app for your... You know, in Facebook, they ask you to activate an app so they can link to your account.
So they can make sure that
I guess I'll have to do that then.
Yeah. You do that, and then you go to their website.
Okay.
And type in some other stuff, and then you go.
Okay. I'll have to look at that.
Free League of Legends stuffs.
Yeah.
I bought Alistar. I realized I don't know how to use them.
Yeah, you'll learn.
That's how it always works.
I tried, and I still don't know what the hell I'm doing with it. Yeah. Hell, Adam came on there and played with me the other day, and he's like, okay, you can't use your arrow, because I was playing Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, don't use your arrow. Okay, use it now. He had to sit there and walk me through the game while we were playing, because I still have no idea when to...
Who'll do things.
And I'm like, God.
Well, that's good. Then you'll, you know, you won't need him. It's like training wheels. Yeah. He's your training wheels. And then he'll let you go, and then you might fall over.
Just get back up and do it. We can always put the training wheels on later and take them off again.
Yeah, just call him up and be like, I need you.
But that was pretty much those are the only two I've been playing.
I need to reinstall that and get your name. So I can play with you sometime.
Well, that and Dos Ex, but...
On live. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I've been playing a lot of 3DS stuff. Well, maybe not necessarily 3DS, but DS, 3DS. I got Star Fox, which is cool. It's a remake. Graphics are just ridiculous. Like, well, when you go from the 64 version, like, if you compare the two, it's like night and day. Like, there's one level... it's supposed to be lava on the 64, but the ground looks like just sand. So I think when I was playing it before, I thought it was sand. And then I get to the 3DS version, and it's like, you know, all lava, everything's all animated and everything. And it's crazy, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell? And the bosses are all really, you know, detailed really nicely. The textures are really cool. They added, there's two modes that you can choose, or two control schemes. You could either use the circle pad to control, or you can use the gyroscope. Mm-hmm. So if you move, you know, if you really want to move the system around and aim like that, and then they balanced that mode around the gyro controls, it's not as hard as the 64 version.
Right.
But if you play with the 64 version, it's like an exact, you know, replica. So, but you with the better graphics, and I mean, it's the same thing. The Multiplayer is not online, which is kind of, but it's the whole like one cart you can, you know, DS download play to have, you know, local people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. You can, you know, do that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's, if you played it once, you played it a thousand times, I guess.
Right.
Well, because like I got into it and I'm sitting here playing, and I'm like, yeah, I know all the shortcuts. Like the first day I started up and I'm like playing through the first level, I know everything to do. So
right.
I can't, I'm not going to say, man, this game's like so easy. Because I guarantee, like, if I could look back when I was playing it on 64, I was like, damn, man, I can't get these shortcuts down. Because some of the shortcuts, you really have to,
right.
you know, look for certain stuff. Like mm-hmm. these little portals or little switches you have to hit when you're in, like, the tank and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it was a really good remake.
Right.
And 3DS really needed something like that. Because, like, yeah, I don't think they had too many really good flight shooters and stuff on the...
Pilot Wings?
Yeah, really. Pilot Wings is one of those games where it's more just beating your own time.
Yeah. Although, man, I was watching somebody play the original Pilot Wings recently. Apparently there's, like, a secret mode, like an elite mode within the game.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, where you, like, are... getting shot at. I think you can actually do some shooting. It's like really different. There's helicopters. Yeah, seriously. A game I did not know was even in
this
that game.
It's like some Game Shark shit that got hacked or something. That's funny. It's like, yeah, you just blow up. Like, there's like little paratroopers and it's all nice and everything. And all of a sudden, one guy comes through with a hang glider with like missiles and rockets trying to shoot the hang glider or the paratroopers as they're trying before they hit the ground.
That sounds like Battlefield 2.
Yeah,
yeah. That's like Battlefield stole from Pilot Wings.
Maybe Battlefield 3 soon.
It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy.
Wait.
I think I'm gonna actually buy that for the PC.
I think I'm gonna play. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I play that, I think what I'm gonna do is just go around and cut down trees, just because I can. Because that is an awesome feature. Just cutting down trees.
It's like Wack Fu.
Yeah, everything is going to be just flat. Like, people are like, I'm going to hide behind a tree and, you know, snipe people. I'm just...
What the fuck? What happened?
Where's my tree at? I'm going to cut down everything.
You know, speaking of Wack Fu, I still have not got that damn game to work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have no idea why I cannot get it to work.
Oh.
Harvest Moon, too.
If it's fun if that makes you feel any better.
Let's play Harvest Moon.
It's really fun.
Yeah, thanks.
Harvest Moon, didn't the DS version come out?
Is it out now?
The DS, yeah. The
Not
3DS.
The
3DS comes out next month.
3DS. Man.
3DS.
That game didn't make me get a 3DS.
I saw some of the Street Pass stuff. Oh. Are you getting Harvest Moon?
So much for waiting for the remade 3DS.
Oh, I'm thinking about it. I haven't decided yet.
I'm having so entire just cows everywhere. Or I'm gonna find one of the most annoying animals, like the chickens or something. Everywhere, because you can like really expand and you can fight. You apparently can fight in this one.
It was
like hostile
like boars and bears. Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
You're fearful about attacking chickens, though.
I'm making chicken tower defense.
Zelda caught me. That's dangerous.
I'm gonna build like a big like tower defense. Like I'm building fences like tower defense, and then like the enemies are gonna come through to try to get to the end of the chickens. There's gonna be like 20 chickens. You know just how tower defense works. And like if they get to the chickens, they could. I don't know if they can kill your animals, but it'll be.
It's possible. You know? I mean, actually, I remember like the PS1 version of the game. Was it? You could have, like, wild dogs attack your animals.
Sweet.
And, yeah, you drive them off by hitting with a hoe. Seriously. They wouldn't attack you.
It's 3 a.m. You're in your boxers. You just, like, you got a wife beater and boxers on. You come out with the hoe. Oh, my God. <It's crazy. laughs> Get off my yard. Yeah, that just made me want to buy that game now. Just put me over the top. Yeah, Harvest Moon, yeah, that game just looks crazy. And then I've also been playing a little bit of Path of Exile.
Mm.
And I've been playing that a little more because now it got delayed to 2012.
Right.
Which sucks, but whatever. It happens.
I'm waiting for
as long as it's good.
Well, for the timer to go? Yeah. There's well, the bad thing about that whole timer thing is, you know, there's people with like 20 accounts.
Yeah, I know.
There's
I
like
thought
people...
about making like another 20 accounts. Just so...
You should just
whenever it happens, I can switch my email address over so that I can have it right there.
You'll be the best if you got the 20 accounts, but you didn't check like the 15th account, but you have like 1,000 accounts, and you just got invited on that 15th account, and you're like, I'm really waiting for my beta key, but
that's kind of what I thought about it. I was like, man, that would be a lot of shit to check every morning mm-hmm. when I got home. I'd be like, oh.
You would almost need to do, because I know in Gmail and I know in Hotmail and stuff, you can monitor other email accounts.
Yeah, you can
like you would them almost, all together. You would almost have to do that. Yeah.
Did you guys see about the merch pet in Firefall?
Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, this show is now signed up for Firefall.
Free.
Here's the bad thing about that. This is what I don't like about. Okay, explain to them what the contest is.
Okay, basically, you invite 3 people to join the community. So you can send out however many emails you want, and you get what, 20 points in email.
Yeah, 20.
You get 200 points if someone becomes a fan and joins the community. So you get 440 points, and then you will get a merch pet. For when the game comes out, which the merch pet's like a Penny Arcade tie-in. So that's cool, but...
So really, you only need 2 of your friends to sign up, because mm-hmm. you get 20 per invitation, and then 200 if they sign up. So you're actually getting 220 per invitation.
But it's like all the friends we had 'kay. That I know would be interested have already signed. We've already talked to sign
This is
up.
What I'm saying. Where was this at a year ago?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, that would have been convenient because I would have done that for you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, now everyone I know has already signed up. So
yeah, so to answer your question, no, it's not legit. Okay, but I got my damn pet.
I've got like 3 other email addresses, so.
Well, you got a pet too, damn it.
Yeah.
Everybody has pets.
It would have been legit.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, we told so many people about this game, and like a lot of them signed up and stuff, and it's just like now they're finally doing something like this where it's like you can only saturate your friend base so much with the game, they're just going to start making up, you know, BS accounts. But that was cool. Yeah, definitely saw that. There's apparently some more contests and stuff they're supposed to be doing later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the cool. little challenges is what they call them.
Sweet.
So we'll see. Then,
Are they going to be like, invite this man?
I don't know. if not, I'll just, you know... Pluba 0001, 0002. That's how it's going to work. But, no, I've been playing Kirby Mass Attack.
Is that out?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
That game is crazy.
I need to get that game.
That game, though, it teaches kids about gang violence. I was playing, because you start off with one, and you can't, look, okay, so there's like a little radish guy, I don't know what they're called, a little radish guy. And you try to attack him with one, and you need, you know, more than one to attack him, so he'll throw you off. And you just jump over him, you go away. You come back with your boys once you get enough, and you beat the shit out of him. So the way it works is you collect fruit. And once you get 100 points, each fruit is worth a certain amount of points. Once you get 100 points, you get an extra Kirby, up to 10 Kirbys. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, all these different Kirbys. That's what I'm saying, though. So you collect a whole bunch of fruit, and you come back. And you beat the dog piss out of this guy. And there's, like, you know, some monsters that require 7, some require, you know, that require 10, or, you know, there's different amounts. But I usually just roll with a whole squad of 10 and just murder just everything, just go through. But you play it completely with the touchscreen. Mm-hmm. It's like side-scrolling Pikmin almost. Mm-hmm. It reminds me a lot about, like, how Donkey Kong Country was, where you're trying to, like, fall in... pits for no reason, just to see if there's like a secret down there, because you have to collect coins. You have to totally complete the level. You have to collect all. Sometimes levels have 4 coins, and you're like falling into pits and stuff, trying to figure out which direction to go. You only get 1 shot per level, so you have to replay the level if you made the wrong decision to get to the coin, and you know, stuff like that. So I've only played through the first stage, the first like whole level, the world, I guess. But I 100%ed it, got everything, so...
All the mini-games.
Yeah. Well, not the mini-games, you have to have so many coins to unlock.
Oh.
So it's like, your first mini-game, you unlock at 5 coins. Mm-hmm. Second is like 10 and 15, and I think I'm down to 50 now. But the mini-games, some of them are really stupid, and some of them are hilarious. There's a shooter, like top-down flight shooter. As you get one Kirby at the beginning, and you're just shooting like regular beams, kind of like how R-Type is, but... Mm-hmm. Other Kirbys are held captive, and you can rescue them, and then they come and join you. So now you have 2 Kirbys, and then 3 Kirbys, and then you get a whole freaking 10 at the bottom. Your whole bottom of the screen is filled with Kirbys. You can upgrade their little lasers that they shoot, and you're just like, like the boss fights are so funny because like you move and then this trail of Kirby's follows you. So it's like, you know, it'll essentially ghosts. So like as you're moving, it's kind of like using like an old school like tablet computer where you draw and then it ghosts behind you. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it is with this. But yeah, the shooter is hilarious. Then they have like this really cool pinball. And I know you like pinball.
I saw the pinball.
Yeah, the pinball is really cool because it plays. Remember Pinball Quest for NES?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It reminds me like of like that. You get so many points, and then you can like level, like upgrade, do upgrades. There's boss fights in it and stuff. It's,
I just remember Kirby Pinball for the Game Boy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
It's you know, and there's like little boss fights and stuff, and then there's like leaderboards. Not online, obviously, but there's like little leaderboards and stuff. It's like really cool. It's like little games like that, though. Like, you know, people, I was sitting there playing it, and people always say, you know, 3DS, you know, and there's not enough titles. But anytime a DS game comes out, that's good for the 3DS, because you can play them on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I didn't have something to play between when Star Fox comes out and Harvest Moon, but now I got Kirby. Even though it's a DS game, it's still good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a good...
Dragon Quest Monster Jokers 2.
When did that come out?
I think that's out, yeah.
Oh, so I haven't really seen too much in that.
Yeah.
Does that look any good at all?
Maybe. I don't know. It's like, I don't think you'd like it.
A little hit or miss.
Just because you don't like Final Fantasy 13, sorry. It's like the combat is... Basically, you capture your little guys, and then the combat is you put strategies for them, and then they just take over and you watch your guys fight.
Oh, well, if you can do strategies, I'm fine with that. Yeah, I like 12. I just don't like when it's completely automated.
It's completely automated.
No, but can you tell? Can you influence it?
No.
Oh.
It's not like that deep of.
So how do you program the strategies?
It's like, I want you to focus on healing. I want you to focus on attack or casting. Yes. Mm. It doesn't seem to be as deep as 12.
I see. What I'm saying. Because see, that's what I liked about.
I mean, maybe it is. Like I said, I just.
See, 13, the story, I played through it because of story. Mm-hmm. And then I played it because I heard it, you know, opened up. And, you know, the whole questing system and stuff, which was cool. But to get there, like, the battle system, the linear, you know, the way the stages were set up was all linear and stuff. I was just like, But yeah, I'm definitely playing the second one, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, 13 wasn't my favorite of the Final Fantasy. And 12, I think 12 gets a bad rap just because it's... I went from 11 to 12, and if you've ever played an MMO, you would always imagine, damn, I wish I could just tell these people exactly what to do, and they would just do it.
Right.
When that's how like 12 was, like, yeah, it took a little bit of programming for the gambits, but once you did, you could kind of customize your group the way you wanted it to. Right. So
I think I would find really interesting. I wish I had played 12.
Do you still play it?
On what?
PC, I don't know. Get an emulator
or
something.
I have a PS2.
get an emulator or something.
Yeah, I guess I might. Maybe they'll do a remake at some point, but probably not of 12.
Yeah, I don't know. 12 was like one of the most hated ones, I think.
I hated that game.
Right after 10-2.
Yeah. Well, because trying to set up the gambits, I finally got them set up, and then the guys just kind of... I just set the controller down and watched the game. And it was like... Because, you know, something would come into range, and then they chase it down. And then they start fighting it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is boring now.
Well, see, the way I see it is, though, I mean, I pretty much, when I was playing 13, it's kind of like that, but you can't tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. And all you're doing is, yeah, you're telling your character what to do, but all you're doing is just sitting there hitting A the whole time or whatever, just
right.
X or A. So it wasn't really like you were even controlling your character, because...
Right.
It was always just kind of going, you know, if you picked, say, Commando, like, you would either use Ruin or Attack. Most likely you're going to do Attack. If you pick Attack, you're just going to be hitting A the whole time, like, every battle. And then your NPCs are just going to be doing whatever the hell they wanted to. Even, I hope he casts, you know, Slow sometime, and he's like, it's on my list of things to do, but, you know, it's, like, way down there. You know, you can't really influence him how to, you know, the casting scene. So... With that respect, 12 was like, well, at least I could tell them a priority of what to cast.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, you know, when you try to get into it, I'd say, hell, after 10, that's when they started doing the whole, okay, well, I'm just hitting one button until I get tired of it, and I gotta turn it off. That's pretty much what 10 did for me, too.
Yeah, I don't know where they get that whole mindset is. Like, we need to make the games less like the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Like, the stories were good. I like the stories. It's just the battle systems. And even, like, the leveling up system in 10, I loved it. And it didn't seem... It wasn't as painful... Like, the battle system wasn't as painful as, like, how 13 was. Mm-hmm. This... 10 played, to me, more like how Grandia does, where you can, like, you see people's commands come up, and you can, like, you know, oh, crap, here the boss is getting ready to attack, let me, you know, stun him, and then his little command goes to the bottom of the list, and then everybody else gets to go. I mean, I like that, because you got to, like, plan out your stuns and stuff.
So right.
They make it less than, you know, the whole fight, magic, run thing that made, you know, the series, essentially.
Dragon Quest has that covered now.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I like Dragon Quest. It's just I can't see myself playing every Dragon Quest.
No.
Ten was I think the most fun I've played in any of those like turn-based RPGs. Just because it was multiplayer and it was just the maps, you know, like the
right.
tag mode and stuff. We talking about 9? Damn it! I'm talking about 9.
I know what you meant. It's okay.
I was like, are you in the MMO beta or something?
Yeah, no. He's skipping to the future here.
Did you see...
Damn, he is off on all his numbers today, ain't he?
Man, yeah.
Dragon Quest 2 looks bad.
Me and numbers.
And probably won't come out here.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, maybe it will. I don't think it will.
Enough people were complaining about it when it got, oh man, you're not going to be able to, you know, complete it without the online.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's... basically an MMO, and they want you to play it. That's an MMO. With the single player, too, but yeah.
Mm. You can't... Can you do local, or...?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
I think it's... in Japan, it's also going to... I think they said have a subscription fee. Is how they're doing it.
Hmm.
So it's going to be one of those types.
Stick with Firefall.
I'll see closer to when...
It actually comes out.
Yeah, because, like, more things, like, the whole thing, they're, like, really just not saying anything about, like, the Wii U and stuff like that. Because it's coming out for, what, the Wii and the Wii U?
Right.
Yeah, so.
And they're only showing the Wii version right now.
Mm-hmm. Which they've already kind of said about it's going to look and run better mm-hmm. on Wii U, but
right.
it's still, like, yeah, I'd really like to have, like, a local, like, kind of, like, if I can play, like, PSO, if, like, 4 of my friends come over and I can play, and then if, say, they don't want to come over,
Dragon Quest.
Then I can play online. Right. You know, I can play online if I want and mm-hmm. stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, just make it like Dragon Quest 9 on the console.
Speaking of MMOs, I did do Lord of the Rings online. Feels like WoW.
You make a Hobbit?
No, I think I made an elf, actually. But
that's why I felt like WoW.
Yeah.
Elves are in every damn game now.
Well, I mean, I was playing through it, and I didn't even have to read the, you know, quest or anything, and it showed me exactly where I needed to go.
Oh,
like,
dude, I hate when games do that.
Yep, and I was just kind of like, oh, okay, it's just like, well.
I was talking to one of my friends yesterday about when we used to play MMOs, like, when we used to play Final Fantasy and stuff, and oh, I need you to go do this quest. It's in the northeastern part of this zone. Well, hold on. This zone is freaking huge.
Yeah. Right?
There's no indication where to go. I'm, like, exploring all these caves and stuff. Then I finally find the NPC.
Yep.
Just finding the NPC is an achievement within itself.
Right.
Now it's like, let me put this little red block around. You know,
that's exactly what it
EverQuest
did.
EverQuest 2 did it.
Prefer, actually.
EverQuest 2 did it. They put a freaking line. They would lead you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was a line. You would just, on your screen, here you go, which quest do you want? Click the quest. Here's a line. You'd follow the line, and there's your quest. Warhammer did it. They put the little red... You know, given Warhammer wasn't known for its outstanding PvE, you know,
right.
that game was just thrown, the PvE was just thrown in there just to say, here's some monsters to kill, there you go. You know, you're supposed to kill each other, not these little ogres and stuff. But, yeah, like, more and more games are doing it, and it's just like, even when I was playing the, like, Worgen starting area and stuff, I didn't really even need to know anything about the zone or anything.
Yeah,
I didn't need to memorize anything. I just felt like I was on autopilot because I was like, oh, I'll just follow this little red thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That was the problem with Lord of the Rings I had. You know, it was like, oh, okay, I get to play this game finally. I've been wanting to play it for a while, you know, since we went to PAX East. And, you know, seeing it up over there on their thing, and I'm like, oh, I finally get to play this game. I totally forgot about it, because it was so long since I had internet, mm-hmm. and then finally got to play it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Well, this is easy. And you know, basically the only way I made it, you know, any kind of a challenge would be, okay, I'm going to kind of go off the path a little bit and go and kill these guys. Oh, crap, those guys actually killed me. All right, never mind. But
well, I guess the good part now is you can really appreciate how Oblivion does then.
Yeah.
Like when you play Oblivion, like you're exploring. Like I said, you'll find your quest NPC 2 weeks later and be like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to go do this. So it's I mean, games where you just explore. Just explore. Especially like when you started WoW. Like, did you guys roll? You rolled Night Elf.
Yeah.
When you started. Man, I found Darnassus before I found like that second. Okay, there was like that infected. There's that infected village or whatever. Like, you know, there's that one. There's the second place you go to, that second quest up. And it's like, go to the infected village. So I'm like, you know, I'm walking around and, oh, look, there's some stuff to kill, so I'm going to kill it. And there's like some timber mall cave or something. I was like, oh, I don't want to go in there. And I found Darnassus. And I'm like, I am nowhere where I'm supposed to be, you know? But it was like cool stuff like that where like I just got to freely. When I see a red thing on a map, no matter how hard I try to just ignore it, I just always gravitate to that because I know, well, that's where I'm supposed to go, so might as well just make a beeline.
And you can't even, you know, enjoy the, you know, game outside of it because it's like, okay, so what the hell did they put this here for? Because it's doing no good because I don't even have to go over there, you know?
I remember walking on, like, those big tree branches in starting Night Elf area, like those big tree branches, and you're finding, like, quest mobs out there that are like just killing you, like at like really low level. You're like, what the hell?
Right.
It's like, well, I'm not gonna go over there until I get, you know, higher.
Yeah.
It's like stuff, you know, when they put stuff like that in there, it's like really cool stuff because I find a place where I'm not supposed to be. I like finding places I'm not supposed to be because I feel like I've.
But you can do that regardless of if there's a dot on your map or not.
Yeah, but I feel that it's just
I feel like you wasting 30 minutes of my time when I just want to complete this quest so I can go to bed. And I can't find this fucking dude because of the really vague quest description. It's like, or Mancrick's wife.
You know, I still do that anyways. I mean, like, even in WoW, I played it for last month. And I was like, you know what, I'll throw a month on there. Let's see if WoW's changed at all, which it hasn't, of course. I still find it boring.
Hold on.
I just run around.
There's a dragon on the starting screen.
That's...
There's a dragon.
Don't even get me started on that dragon.
It's a dragon.
That fucking dragon, I swear to God. It's killed me four times. Like, randomly.
On the login screen.
No. It's the same dragon, I think.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
He'll randomly go to some random spot and shoot fire. And
well, you lucky bastard.
It's happened to me four times. Main character and three times on the little...
Well, see, you got an achievement.
Mage I had.
Two achievements.
And I'm like, this is bullshit. And the last time it happened, I had to talk to a GM because the damn thing...
You reported the dragon. It just got real.
Yeah, I did, actually.
He's corpse camping me. He's flying above. I can't hit him with polymorph.
Well, I was getting ready to turn in a quest, and the damn dragon killed me. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch. And, like, I got back up and everything, and it kept saying that your reputation with this faction decreased. And apparently, while I was talking to the NPC, it apparently thinks that I was killing the NPC multiple times because it kept decreasing my damn rep on it. And I'm like, you fucking dragon. So I had to call up a GM and figure all that shit out. Fuck that dragon.
He got reported. You didn't see him for 2 hours, didn't you? He got a 2-hour ban, I bet.
Who's it?
The dragon.
Oh, I hope so.
He's calling up to, I own this motherfucker. Y'all players banned me.
He's in his damn guild and he's like, these bastards done told on me.
Right. See you guys later. He's like on Skype. See you guys later. See you in 2 hours. I don't know what I'm gonna do in 2 hours.
No, but that damn dragon killed me. I hate that thing.
That was actually
the only thing that made it fun was because I was in the middle of doing something, and then, boom, I'm dead. I'm like, what the hell?
Tell me that wouldn't be cool. Like, you're raiding, like, Crossroads. There's a big PvP fight coming on, and all of a sudden the dragon's like, not on my watch!
That would be awesome.
Boom!
Dragon just got a lot of experience points for that one.
Right. It's like people are like trying to hide in tents and stuff. Get to the totem poles! Let's go!
You weren't safe anywhere. I was inside the damn little monastery in Trestful Glades, I guess is where it was. I don't remember. But I was inside the damn building at the bottom of the basement, and it still killed me. I'm like, what the hell? Whatever.
I was in a bunker. I was in the shelter.
Nah, I still died.
They should make one place that the dragon doesn't affect, and like you just see everybody like huddled in there. It's like, oh, this crap, the dragon. It's kind of like the movie, Rain of Fire.
Yep.
It's like everybody's huddled in this little castle. This motherfucker's outside.
Yeah. No, anyways, the even when they sit there and point a quest out to me, mm-hmm. I'll still get lost. Even mm-hmm. I'll still get lost on where I'm supposed to go. Because they don't have it like some quest or glitch. So uh-huh. they'll have it like, you know, way over here when you're supposed to be over here.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what the hell?
Just don't say anything about that, because then they'll just have you auto-run to quests from now on. Just don't submit that. This is like, you picked up a quest. Hold on, let me take over your... It's like remote assistance activated. It's like, start running to the quest. Don't worry, little boy.
We'll get you
your gear.
I just don't think that necessarily makes it... Like, not telling you where to go makes it harder.
Mm.
It just makes it so you don't know where to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't increase your chances, though. It doesn't make it anything more difficult. Occasionally it might provide another challenge, but so can other just random occurrences.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's one of those kind of lame little things that they throw into like how adventure games go. It's like, oh, I'm looking for something like this. And like the newer adventure games are like, you should probably go look in the closet. I'm just saying.
I think it's because people just have less time. You have more adult gamers who don't have as much time to spend on just games anymore, and they want to be able to do stuff.
Nah.
Not waste their time.
Nah.
Feeling they accomplish nothing. Really, maybe even not just about a time thing. It's just people want to feel like they've accomplished stuff mm-hmm. after they've done stuff anymore.
Well, like I say, when I finally find that NPC, I'm like, sweet, I've accomplished something.
I can go to bed now.
I can pull my baby out of the closet. Other than that, yeah.
TGS?
TGS, let's talk about some TGS.
I don't like 13-2.
No?
I thought the trailers looked horrible.
I'm only playing it for the story.
I guess I didn't play 13, so I don't know, but just what they were saying and the dialogue in the trailers was just...
I just want to see what happens to these damn characters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What are you looking at, Casey?
That damn spider.
You got spiders up here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! We have a fourth host.
He was over there, and he's trying to join us here.
Oh, yeah.
Come down, little spider.
Hey, we'll let you talk.
Yeah.
Nope.
But he's sitting next to you.
Get them fingers.
Ni No Kuni.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, here's my problem with the way Sony markets their stuff. Thank you for saying Ni No Kuni. So the way Sony likes to do it is they like to release a new system mm-hmm. and then release games for that new system that are also on their previous system at
right.
pretty much the same time. They did the same thing with how you're supposed to convince people to buy a PS3 with... like Little Big Planet and Mod Nation Racers, which, you know, those were really good games. Mm-hmm. But then they also released them on PSP, which was a system I already owned.
Right.
So I'm like, well, why would I get a PS3 if I could just got the... Right, I mean, given it's probably not the exact same game, but I can still pretty much get the same, you know, experience from, you know, like, especially like me, I like just creating stuff. If I can create stuff on the PSP, then why would I buy it for the PS3?
Right.
Well, they announced, like, the remake to Final Fantasy X, which I don't think is really a system seller, but it's definitely like one of those things. Okay, that's kind of tipping the scale. Ni No Kuni, which is the Studio Ghibli RPG, it looks phenomenal. Awesome.
Oh,
it
yeah.
The graphics just look ridiculous. It looks like one of their 2D movies, but it's all 3D.
Oh, okay.
So the way they did the shading and the stuff, it was crazy. But I mean, going back to my problem with like when they announced the Vita was like, so they had Final Fantasy X HD. Like, they're releasing on Vita, and then also on PS3. So I'm like, okay, well, why would I get a Vita? I can just pick up a PS3 for $250, and, mm-hmm. and then they're like, oh, Metal Gear Collection for Vita, and also PS3. Again, why would I get a Vita? You know, there's not enough exclusives mm-hmm. to make me...
And they do that with every system that they taken out, you know, they're brought out. They're like, oh, you can get this for this system, but you can also get it for this one.
I mean, personally, I would rather just, instead of playing, like, a PSP on a TV or a Vita on a TV, I'd rather just get the home console that was made for the TV, and then that way I can get all the other extras on top of that. Because the Vita does have some really cool features. Nier is like street passing, which is cool. There's their online stuff seems a lot better than the way the 3DS is handling online.
Right.
But if I'm like getting it specifically for like the Nier feature and stuff, I really don't see myself carrying around an
additional handheld.
Well, not necessarily that. Just if I only carried around the Vita, carrying around the Vita seems like it's more of a chore than carrying around 3DS. It's, you know, 3DS is smaller and there's nothing that could really catch. Yeah, it closes. There's nothing, you know, it's smooth. Right. There's nothing that could really catch. The Vita, you would almost have to put in a Play Gear pocket. Or, you know, one of those, you know, cases, which would make it even bigger to put in your pocket. Because
then you'd
like
have to get one of the carabiners to hook
well,
it
like
on your belt loop.
Well, like the thumbsticks and stuff, I'm afraid that it's going to catch and something's going to go wrong with the thumbsticks.
Snap.
Or
just the open screen.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Game Gear. I know how that is.
Yeah. I forgot about my cell phone. I've got the, you know, touch screen on it, and it still scares me.
Yeah, and, you know, like, that's going to be the biggest thing, though. It's like, you're going to get a Vita, and you're also going to get a screen protector. Because if you're going to be walking around with it, and I'm wondering how they're going to do the control sticks. Because control sticks, they're you know, elevated quite a bit. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, crazy, but it's just enough to get it snagged on.
Right.
You know, you're putting it in your pocket. Like, that's why, like, the DS is just like, boom, it's all, everything's flat, boom. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I just really...
But then when it comes with the Frankenstick...
What's that?
The additional adapter for the 3DS.
Oh, well, I don't think you're going to be carrying that, like, all together in your pocket. Have you seen this?
No,
It's a separate analog stick. It's a separate circle pad for the 3DS. You stick it, it's like a docking stick. So, I mean, they got this attachment. It's going to be in the next... when they redesign 3DS, they're going to put...
Needs a AAA battery.
Yeah, they're going to put this in here. But the thing is, though, I don't really have a problem with it, just because, okay, first of all, I'm not going to be walking around with the thing attached. Like, that's going to be too big.
Then what do you want to play Monster Hunter?
But I'm not going to... Well, okay, as two pieces, I'm fine with. Just two pockets, there you go. Yeah. But having it docked in one pocket, no. I mean, who's going to do that, really? You know, the way I look at it is, it's another attachment for, well, what I thought was only one game, Monster Hunter. Hunter 3, which, I mean, I loved Monster Hunter 3 for Wii. I would love to play it, you know, even like, you know, playing local like us, you know, if we're playing it. You know, that'd be cool. We'll just come over to somebody's house and play. We don't have to worry about, like, you when you had to play with the damn Wiimote on...
we can talk to each other since we'll be in the same room and stuff.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, I was cool with buying one accessory for one game. I mean, how many Nintendo systems that you buy one accessory for one game? But then the stick is also supposed to be used for, like, five other games. And Resident Evil Revelations is one of them. Kingdom Hearts is another one. It's like one of those things where, damn, they kind of, you know, they kind of sold me on it already.
Right.
Just because...
It seems so weird.
That they already added a second stick.
And that, like, will games be able to make stuff just use it, or do they also have an additional option unless they bundle it up with all their games?
If they do, now this is going to seem a little more extreme, but you know how, like, some games are like, this will work with DS, but it's DSi functionality for, like, the camera support? Like, they'll probably do it how, you know, Kingdom Hearts... 3D, you can play with, you know, they had demos of it without the second control stick, and it was very so much playable, games like that. Now, Monster Hunter, on the other hand, if you do, you're probably going to have to use, like, the stylus.
Well, I heard they did new controls so you could, like, lock onto monsters and stuff, so they, even before they got the second stick, it was playable without the second stick.
For which one, Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
So it just makes, like, camera control... easier. Oh, well,
yeah,
that's
pretty
cool.
Much what it's for, yeah.
So essentially, like, what it is, it's you get two control schemes depending on which device you have hooked up. Oh, that's cool. So if I don't want to take the control stick around with me, I can just play any of the games.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
Oh, that's cool then.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that. I thought it was going to be, you had to have this.
I think they even said there's going to be two separate bundles for a dragon for Monster Hunter.
Okay.
One that has the stick included and one okay. that doesn't.
But yeah, I mean, going back to how I'm saying, I have no problem buying this, mm-hmm. even though it's going to be on the next.
Seems so weird, especially after this soon. And after they had these problems, like with the they did the price drop mm-hmm. because it wasn't selling it now.
Yeah.
Attachment, it's just so weird.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one of those things. It doesn't seem like Nintendo. What's that?
It doesn't seem like Nintendo.
Well, it reminds me of all the other just accessories I buy for one game. Yeah. And that's how I feel. Like the Wii Speak, the transfer pack, the broadband adapter for the GameCube.
But
you
none
know,
of those seem to provide like basic functionality like this. And yeah, like you said, yeah, so soon after it came out, why wasn't this included?
More included originally? In the actual, yeah. I mean, given if I can play games, if what you're saying is how it's going to be, right. if I can play games without this control stick, mm-hmm. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I am 100% pretty cool sure with that. Can, but yeah. if it just adds an extra camera control or whatever
makes
so I don't have to
use, yeah.
Heck yeah, I'm
so
down.
So pretty much just leave it at home and play it like that when you're playing at home.
Yeah.
Maybe,
or just like I said, like
take it with you one.
I don't see somebody like sticking it in this separate mm-hmm. stick and then putting it in their pocket and be like, okay, I got this, you know.
Giant thing.
You're going to have two pockets. Just put it in two pockets or right. put it in your book bag or something. But
yeah. But yeah, we played Revelations without.
Revelations worked yeah. really well,
that
and
will also work.
And I was like, man, like
and
that would be
better.
That would be yeah, especially with the camera controls.
I have no problem. Yeah, I like this because I really want a second stick.
Mm-hmm. And I just hope when they do the redesign, it's
oh yeah, the camera actually, controls that'll make it so much better on the camera for that game.
Yeah, because I well in that like the only problem I had really with that game is it looked like 4, but it controlled like 1 through Code Veronica where. You do that excessive 180 turn. You know how you can hit back and A or whatever and do that 180 turn? You're doing that a lot. Because right. you run, you know, you're running forward and stuff is chasing you. 180 turn, shoot, 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 shoot.
Well,
180 turn, run again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would have made things easier.
Yeah, would you were you just backing
wow.
up?
Huh? Yeah, I was like,
oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Which is cool because you can shoot and back up or walk forward at the same time.
That's good.
Which is cool. But yeah, like, what you would do is you just, you know, say, like, a zombie's chasing you. You would just run a little forward, 180 degrees. Because you can run forward faster than you can run backwards.
Right.
So you're just running forward away from him, do the 180 turn, shoot, shoot, shoot. And then if he's not dead, 180 turn, run a little bit more forward, then turn again. And
right.
So stuff like that. So if I can get a second stick where I can just, like, easily just pop back instead of having to do that 180 turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it just
cool.
Makes me want to wait for a redesign, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't because of Harvest Moon.
Is that the game, really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, snaps.
I'm serious.
That's cool. Harvest Moon, I'm not surprised, but it's just like, it seems crazy. Because, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, we have Zelda, we have Star Fox. And Zelda put me over, like, I bought it when it first came out just because, mm-hmm. you know, the trade-in deal was just
mm-hmm.
too hard
yeah.
to pass up. Like Zelda and stuff, and then like, oh yeah, dude, Harvest Moon is these cows, and these chickens, they're getting pwned.
I just love Harvest Moon.
Yeah, that'd
be fair. Yeah, although to be fair, I haven't really loved the handheld versions as much, but this one looks really good. So,
any more like,
especially with the Street Pass,
mm-hmm.
which is why I've got to get it for the 3DS.
Yeah,
because that sounds like it's just going to be. Awesome.
Usually I haven't really been keeping up on. Games that come out in like 2012 and stuff, but Heroes of Ruin is that uses Street Pass like pretty well. Like it opens up like a bazaar when you pass people. Like you can set stuff in your bazaar, and when you pass, then you can buy stuff from people from their like shop and stuff. So that'll be really cool.
That would be
sweet. Yeah, so, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I gotta get this game.
That's like a feature. I mean, that's a feature that just like.
That's
Street Pass near that's going to be in every system. Mm-hmm. Like that's that right there. That just makes me want to just go out and like walk my Nintendog just to see how many people I can, you know.
Yeah. Right,
which would be awesome.
Yeah, it's just
use
crazy.
A pedometer too for something.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to max out that pedometer. I'm close. I am trying to max that damn
what
thing out.
When you max it out,
I don't know. That's what I'm going to see. If the world blows up, then you'll know why.
Watch it. You get a little one, and then it
oh,
starts over.
Oh shit! Your prestige, your dog prestige. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, Phoenix Wright. The Phoenix Wright. What is it? Professor Layton game.
Oh, that crossover thing?
Yeah.
Dang, they do a lot of crossovers.
Mm-hmm. Excited about
crossovers.
That.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Street Fighter Cross Tekken. For like 3DS and stuff.
Yeah.
And
that looks cool.
Did you see anything on Tekken?
So there's 7 Tekken games coming out, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
7.
Like, I heard someone list them off. 7 Tekken games in development right now.
No, man, you know, Tekken's not exactly my favorite fighting game, but at least it's not Virtual Fighter. You know, at least, because
Virtual Fighter's that thing you were talking about. It's the cheaper version of Tekken.
Well, like, it's so freaking slow. I haven't played the new one. When we were at GameWorks, I was playing the newest one. Graphics are crazy. The arcade just, whatever engine they were using, it was just nuts. Mm-hmm. But the game, it's still suffering from the same problems. It's freaking slow, and I can't stand it. Because I am trying to chain together combos, and it's always like that. You always do like the 1-2, and then 3, and the guy just flies across the screen or just falls down. And then when he's down, you just got to wait for him to get back up or try to jump or punch him or something.
Right.
But it's like mad slow, and I think Mortal Kombat, like the 2D ones, like 1 through Ultimate 3, stuff like that, is like the slowest I can get.
Still pretty slow.
When you do that complete reset, as far as you do a combo and then the last move in the combo throws them across the screen or puts them away from you, I like being able to stick, you know, close range, and you know, I like the whole guarding thing and stuff. But when you're just like throwing people across the screen, I don't think it's... Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily mind in Tekken, because you usually have quick ways to get to them and attack them, but then they have options to move out of the way in, like, multiple different ways.
Well, like, the newer Tekken games, I don't mind, because you can throw them into the crowds of people, or if they try to run away, and then the crowds of people throw them back.
Yeah. Well, not even that, just when they're on the ground, and you can roll in a different direction. Or get up with an attack.
Well, you can do that in Virtua Fighter, but it's too slow to do it. Like,
right.
Tekken, they have, like, ground, not so much combos, but there's, like, a variety of stuff to
like
do.
Yeah, it's like the rock, paper, scissors on the ground.
Yeah, there's, like, a variety of stuff to do on the ground. Tekken, Virtua Fighter, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was there. I went from Super Street Fighter 4 to Virtua Fighter.
Oh,
so I was like, I went from, like, you know, a fairly faster-paced game to this. And I was like,
Yeah, that's enough.
Does Tekken do the whole thing like DOA does, where you can like throw them off rooftops and stuff now?
Kind of.
See, I like stuff like that. I know there's statues and stuff in the middle of the floor.
Do you know, like in 5, they had the change that would wrestle around while you were fighting and stuff, but I don't remember if it had anything.
I just like throwing people off buildings. Like when you're fighting somebody, you're like fighting somebody, and all of a sudden you hit them with that really nice like power hit,
and they
go falling into a car, and you look over at the guy playing. You hit the car. Did you see on Tekken the 3DS version supposed to have the movie on the cartridge?
Really?
Yeah, it's called Prime Edition or something like that.
You've got to see the commercial.
Oh, dude, the commercial's awesome.
Yeah, I've got to see this.
Yeah. TGS had some really weird commercials.
Yeah.
Given because it was in Japan.
Yeah.
But
hey,
this one I can see actually coming to America, and like, it wasn't weird enough to be like, oh, it's a Japanese word. There wasn't like baby doll head spinning on a table or anything like that.
Damn shame.
It was like baby doll spinning, and then it was like, buy Band-Aids or something like that.
Yeah. That movie with, I think it was Jin, who was... It only came out on Blu-ray, I think, because I couldn't find it on regular DVD.
The live-action Tekken?
Mm-hmm.
It's at Best Buy.
Yeah, I love that damn movie.
Mm. No, I'm waiting for Blood Vengeance. No, this is Blood Vengeance that's coming on, though. This isn't the live-action.
Yeah.
Blood Vengeance is the CGI. It came to select theaters, like, a month ago or something, 2 months ago. But, yeah, it looks really cool. There's people riding on pandas and robotic people getting their heads blown off and stuff. There's clips of it on YouTube. Like fight scenes, it's pretty funny.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. But did you check out the Kingdom Hearts stuff? I mean, we watched a little bit.
Yeah.
There's like 3 really good videos about people playing and stuff. And
I don't know how I could play Kingdom Hearts right now.
Was that?
They have so much backstory, and
they're working on it. They've already addressed that. They're already working on it. Apparently, they said. HD versions are being thought about, which makes sense as long as they do it one or two different titles. I don't want to pay for each title individually.
I'm pretty sure you will.
Well, if they do one and two,
well, I guess they might bundle it.
One and two, and then like the handheld ones together, you know, I'll be cool with that.
Right.
But not just, we'll play through one. And they better be final mixes. There's no reason why they shouldn't be final mixes.
Right.
So much HD remix coming out now, though. It's crazy.
That's the new thing, man.
Apparently.
Movies started it. We remake movies, and now we remake games.
Yeah.
See, I played that Fruit Ninja on the Kinect. That thing's a pain in the ass, I'll tell you now.
Did you chop anybody in the face?
You like it more than...
Me and Prince smacked each other in the hand.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
I was watching it on like YouTube.
That's like
stupid.
That's what you tell the cops when they come over for the domestic. You're just like, oh, we're playing Fruit Ninja.
I got a cop that lives right down the street. I can get him over here quick.
You should. Just be like, hey, yeah, I just...
Dennis has it over there, and we were playing it, and it was like... It was very sensitive. Like,
especially
it's
the menu,
weird.
Right?
Yeah. You move your hand the slightest bit and you're hitting a button that you didn't even want to hit. And it's like, God damn.
It's not so bad in the game, though, right? It's mostly just the menu where the sensitivity
is. Yeah. Well, even the game is still sensitive. And it was weird because I was looking at that and I also downloaded, the Fantastic Pets or whatever for the Kinect.
Oh, the one with the purple unicorn.
Yes.
I don't know why I know this.
Why did you do
that? I don't know.
I downloaded the demo for it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see it a little bit.
I see.
And so I had Corinne playing it, and she was like, oh, this is pretty cool, but like she would go to do things, and it just did not... The Kinect was not connecting.
Oh, no.
And it was like, what the hell is going on here? So I was like, turn it off. I don't care about it. I still need to download the Kinect animals.
Did you try Child of Eden? Or?
No, we still have...
Purple Unicorn trumps Child of Eden, apparently.
Apparently.
Yes.
How about Gunstringer?
It still trumps...
Gunstringer.
Purple Unicorn trumps Gunstringer.
Wow.
No, what happened?
Harsh, man. Harsh.
Hey, you should get Harvest Moon. I heard there's a purple unicorn.
Oh, I might have to. That's the only reason I bought Peggle.
For what?
For the purple unicorn.
Which
Peggle.
Game? Peggle. Oh, Peggle. Yep. Oh, snap! Sure.
That's right.
And then you quit because of the cheating ass owl.
Yep.
I'm going on a fucking owl punching spree. I was walking. There was an owl on a telephone pole. Damn near climbed at the telephone pole because of Peggle. Peggle causes violence. Like Kirby causes. Kirby causes gang violence. Freaking Peggle is violence against owls.
I can just see the owl, like, his back is turned to you. You're climbing up the pole. He just turns his head to look at you, and his eyes are doing the spinny.
Yeah. I was like, a ball comes down and, like, goes across the line. I'm like, cheating bastard.
I love that game. That's too much of that game, though.
Peggle or Fantastic Pets?
No, well,
okay. You can't get enough of Fantastic Pets.
Yeah,
you can.
What?
I was getting annoyed
Dude,
at that game.
Do you still have it on your system?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play it.
Okay.
Let's do a video podcast.
Wait, do you have a Kinect?
Yeah.
Dude. Gunstringer. I'm really psyched about Gunstringer.
Well, I'll have to download the...
Yeah, even if you don't,
that's
I might
what
just,
I was saying.
I might just buy it and come over and play it.
Okay.
You should bring over Child of Eden.
Oh, yeah, I should do that. Oh. That reminds me of something I messed up.
Denise still have Child of Eden.
It could have probably helped you guys. I'll talk about it later.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Kingdom Hearts, because I want to talk about Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about Kingdom Hearts. The HD versions, exactly are they going to, like, are they just coming out for the 3DS? Or
we don't know. They said they're planned. Okay. Like, we don't know what system.
They're just planned.
It's probably, like, a year or so off. Years away.
Yeah,
the most exciting thing about the new Kingdom Hearts, though, is...
Do it. Pull the trigger on it.
Do it.
They have... Riku? That's his name, right?
Neku.
They
have Riku in the game.
Yes, Riku.
Riku is also in the game.
Really?
Neku. I need to play this game from The World Ends With You in there.
Okay.
Bam! Bob!
Now, here's the funny thing. So after after TGS, I go into GameStop, and there's a guy in there, and no joke, we're talking about Kingdom Hearts. This one dude that works there, we talk about, you know, 3DS shit all the time. And we're talking about World Ends With You, and this guy's like, yeah, man, I just saw the trailer. I never played this game. Can I get it? And dude's like, no. Like, that game has been selling out used copies like crazy.
Oh, wow.
So apparently there is, like, that trailer alone has really drummed up enough support to, you know, for people to play the game. Which, World Ends With You is one of the best DS games I've ever played.
It's awesome.
I still need to borrow that again because I tried it, and the screen was going bad on the other one.
Just
so
borrow
I
my copy.
Yeah, I just need
so you don't
copy.
Delete his data.
So you want the 10 pins?
Because that's what happened to mine. I let someone else borrow it before.
Oh, really?
And you only get one save.
Oh.
And so my save disappeared.
They done pulled a Resident Evil Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
So, so it's pretty much at the beginning. So, because I haven't started playing again, so I'll give it to you. So you can delete his save.
It's cool. The music is awesome. Yeah.
Well, I just love the fact that I was trying to dress up like that at PAX, and I never even played the damn game.
Yeah.
No, so I was like...
Oh, the Reaper. Yeah, the Reaper. Yeah. Yeah.
But hey...
I like the hoodie.
I seriously have a feeling that if this is already getting enough attention, just this game, just from one trailer, just imagine when people play Dream Drop Distance and they find out like all about this World Ends With You thing. If there's going to be like a sequel, and you know, there's going to be enough support. I think.
I wonder how they would do the sequel, because the biggest complaint I hear about the World Ends With You is, man, it's too hard. I'm just not good at it. Because you have the two screens. And it's like, don't worry that
don't
much.
Touch
about...
You don't even touch the buttons.
I know. You don't have to. Or you can just, like, glide through it. I mean, you can do better if you do. But it's like... And you have the different difficulty. It's just... It makes people feel inadequate. And I'm like, don't worry. No one's amazing.
Yeah, you can put
amazing,
it on...
Well, maybe someone.
You can put it on... There's a delay.
Game, but...
There's a delay slider where you can put it on...
Yeah.
You know, Shiki can take over. Joshua can take over at... 2 seconds if I don't touch anything, and they'll just start playing for you. But you can hit buttons and take over whenever you want.
Right.
But they'll do stuff that's maybe not as optimal as how you know, if you want to do a certain way.
But
I mean, but that's
you through.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like that's the way AI works.
But really, the bottom screen was where the most fun was, and I don't know that they would need to have something going the same thing that thing happening on the top screen.
Just think about how that game would work with Street Pass, though.
Mm.
Because the whole
partnering
up.
Yes.
Dang.
Oh, man. It was already one of the best, what was it?
Tag mode.
And yeah. On the DS. So, yeah.
Cause especially because it picked up any type of interference, like cell phones or Wi-Fi. And
yeah. It was just the way it did that, too, also. So, yeah, you'd actually find people because no one really had the game.
I just hope
But the leveling up your pins with the XP bonus. So,
that's another thing. I hope they leave that the same, though. Because remember how you could kind of screw yourself over?
Oh, yeah.
I hope they leave that, though, because you get a bunch of the same pins.
Right.
It took a little more conscious effort to, you know, level these things up. Oh, crap, I need to switch this out if I'm going to be walking because I need this type of XP. Because there's three different types of XP. And so if you had different pins equipped, you could essentially gimp the pins.
Right.
And then you would have to start over, which made the game last even longer because I was just, like, at a point just grinding just to get up to, like, you know, level 4 or 5 pins.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was so smart having that, and also the shops when you pass by people too, and you can set what's in there, and if they buy stuff and you pass by again, you get the money.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot about that. I guess that's how Heroes of Ruin is going to be.
That's cool.
Like the shop thing.
Yeah, it's just, it was so smart. So ahead of its time in a lot of ways.
If they're selling out of used copies of this game, that's crazy, just because one character showed up on one trailer in a game... That wasn't really even related.
We saw the reactions on YouTube.
Okay. Those. Okay, I'm posting those on our Facebook.
Okay.
Those reactions are hilarious. There's like four guys like in white shirts sitting on a bed, and they just went ape shit. And I don't think this was like a real reaction, unless they were
either
really...
It wasn't a real reaction, or they might have been watching something else, too. I'm wondering, someone just slid in the footage Kingdom Hearts.
I was just like...
But either way...
It was just... And there were... Like, that was, you know... it was just so weird. Yeah, I'll post it. I'll put it on Facebook, because that's... Yeah, people need to see that. And then I'll post some of these trailers to some of these games we've been talking about, because...
Oh, Ni No Kuni.
Yeah, definitely that, because that game just looks amazing.
See the game.
And again,
Harvest Moon. Obviously, no, you don't need to post Harvest Moon trailer.
Just get more people. No, because that's
it's like
it's
a cow.
That's the thing. God. It's like that's the thing. God. Nino Kuni doesn't come out for Vita, I don't think. That's a PS3 exclusive. So they're like, okay, you just kind of sold me on a PS3, that game alone.
Right.
The game looks amazing. And yeah, I think to me it would be a system seller as far as like how it's, because I love Studio Ghibli films. So.
Was there anything else that we from TGS?
Well, Monster Hunter 4 got announced. Yeah. And
looks interesting. Hopefully.
The multi-level stuff.
Yes, yes. And hopefully it's more open world, and that would be awesome.
Because
it looks like it would be, yeah.
You're looking for that spider.
He's there still there.
He's hanging. Waiting for him to chime in. What do you think about Kingdom Hearts? Fuck on the spider, I don't know.
Poor little guy can't even push a button.
I'm actually just waiting. I mean, my biggest game that I'm really waiting for is still going to be Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
I am waiting for that game. That wasn't at
TGS.
I don't care.
It was like, Borderlands 2.
We should totally check out Dead Island.
I want Borderlands 2.
You want to hit stuff with a baseball bat? See, I like when
I talked to one of my friends about Dead Island, and he was just like, he was gawking over this game, just like, oh my god, you gotta play this game. I'm like, okay, well, you pretty much told me everything I wanted to play the game for, so thanks a lot for ruining it.
Well, it's like hordes and hordes of
but I've already forgotten
enemies,
it,
right?
So.
Yeah. Well, no, not so much. Oh. Like a decent amount, yes, good amount of enemies.
So we're not talking. Are we talking?
Like I said, a handful can be dangerous.
On a scale from, like,
this is not Dead Rising.
This is not, or this is not Left 4 Dead or anything like that. The survival mode.
No,
okay. I would love, because remember survival
like
mode
one,
with melee weapons in Left 4 Dead.
This one, normal zombies can be more dangerous. Than you don't just need special zombies to possibly die like Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
I see. Yeah. That. Just every time I saw a trailer, like when the trailers, the first trailers come out, didn't see any like projectiles. It was all melee, and I was like, "Shit, that's gonna be awesome!" Just walking around, just chopping heads off, you know, baseball bats and stuff. It'd just be crazy.
We're just throwing weapons.
Woo!
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, although sometimes annoying because you have to pick them up afterwards.
Oh shit! It's like that prick on Final Fantasy VIII. You remember him? That big dude with the like. Hook thing or the spear, he would throw. It's you know it's a turn-based game. He would throw the spear at a guy, and then walk over and I believe you have my property and grab it and then walk back. You prick.
That's right, and that's not the only one that's done it. I've seen it before on other games too, where they chuck the something.
Yeah, and
then
just come back. Let me have that big bleed.
And then run away, and then it's their turn. It's like you bastard.
Yeah.
It's like, did you stun me in that 5 seconds it took you to Bracha walk over here and grab it?
It's crazy stuff. Turn-based games are hilarious. I started playing, I played a little bit of Final Fantasy 1 on iPad. I'm like, wow, I there's no challenge. Like, I know exactly where it's... After playing it like the eighth time, well, the eighth different system or whatever, you're pretty much good as far as... At that point, it's just like, I'm just trying to burn through them to get to, like, 2 and 3 and... Hopefully the remakes or the remakes of the other one will come out. I saw 6 and Chrono Trigger supposed to head to PSN. As get this PS1 classics.
All right.
Yep.
What?
Yep. So if the way it works out now, not given those came out for Super Nintendo, calling them PS1 classics is kind of but if they do the PS1 versions of those games, specifically
that
Chrono Trigger, that's gonna suck. Because Chrono Trigger had that stupid load time.
Right.
And it wasn't because of the disc. Because I actually installed it on my hard drive. Still got the stupid lag, like the load times from it. It was like built into the game.
Black screen.
I'm like, what the hell?
Screen, black screen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Until it comes out for iOS and Android, it's the DS still has the best version of it. Because I don't know how the iOS or Android are going to handle that stuff.
I don't know. I think it might not be so bad.
Because it might just be just like how...
I mean, it's turn-based.
Yeah, Final Fantasy, like all the original Final Fantasies were where you just touch the screen.
When you want to move by monsters.
Yeah.
It could be a bit more difficult. But other than that, yeah, I think it'd be okay.
Be cool. We got anything else from TGS?
I don't think so.
We got anything else anywhere? Anywhere?
Food in the pantry.
Do you?
Yes.
Let's eat that.
Spider, you want some food?
Spider.
Are you fine with your bugs? Okay. Yeah, fuck you.
I don't want you.
Jeff just took off his shoe and started walking towards the spider. Aww.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
Sweet.
I got something for it.
Damn.
Poor little fellow.
He's a little guy. Welcome to Spider Cast, episode 1. Let's see, yeah, well, I think... Oh, shit!
I think you missed.
You totally... you missed by, like, a whole inch.
he's getting away. He's on the move.
Where's he at?
Hit him with the Swiffer.
He's behind the bucket.
I'll get him later. Sorry, guys, I don't like spiders, by the way.
It's okay, he didn't kill him, so PETA, don't be pissed.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
PETA kills more animals than I do, so I don't care.
I don't know, man. I saw you in that anthill invasion the other day, that magnifying glass zapping the piss out of everything. Where's your queen?
Saw you out in the field licking a cow.
You know that also comes into...
That's a Harvest Moon reference. It's Harvest Moon reference.
What were you saying? Sorry.
That also consists of... me turning into a serial killer, playing, you know, trying to kill bugs with very sadistic tools, like a magnifying glass.
Try poisoning them.
Heck yeah! Oh, speaking of sadistic stuff, let's talk about some movies. Who wants to talk about Human Centipede 2, which comes out next month?
Oh,
next month?
Yes, there's a 2.
Huh. it's gonna be awesome.
These movies are making me want to just kill myself, so...
Maybe you shouldn't watch them
then. I've watched the first one, and...
See? He already started. He has to keep it going.
Yeah. That
it's Newton's Law. Newton's Law states that if you watch the first Centipede movie... It's like watching Saw movies.
Gotta see how it ends.
Who just watched the first Saw movie and was done?
I did.
Did you for real?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. You gotta see the second and the fifth and the ninth.
I was done after the first one.
What about
one?
The third and the fourth?
I saw the fifth and sixth, and I was pretty good. Like, I was like, ooh, because they just get weird.
Oh, yeah. No, I did try to watch the fourth one, but I was completely drunk and fell asleep on it.
Well, see, that's the problem right there.
He's back again.
Yeah. I do like those people that are like, dude, that movie sucked. I went to the theater and saw it. Well, when'd you go? Oh, I went at like 11 o'clock. I was drunk. I don't remember any of it. Like, what?
That didn't turn out to be a very good movie.
No,
at all,
it
didn't.
It could have been best.
The fourth one could have been good. I don't know. I'm not saying it was bad. I was drunk and passed out.
Yeah, I'm just saying, this guy, you know, just next time, I told him, next time you go see The Lion King, don't go drunk. You know, just go see it in 3D.
I almost went to watch it in 3D. Then.
Really?
Yes, I did. And Corinne reminded me that it would be $20 to go see it in
$20
3D. So I was like, eh, I'm good.
I could buy Disney Studios for the price it cost me.
Right.
No, I was like, I'll wait for it to come out on iTunes. Because it's like October 4th. Something.
I don't remember. I pre-ordered it.
HD comes out before the SD, so it's like a whole month earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
I think I pre-ordered it. Or maybe I thought about pre-ordering it.
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Should pre-order it. Because they might run out of copies on iTunes.
Yeah. They might run out of digital copies. Yes. Oh, no, what would I do then?
That's what I...
There's
that's
only
what,
so many bytes.
That's what I love. That's what I love about how, like, Star Wars, you know, like, the Old Republic, which they got a release date. It's probably going to slip, but we'll
Five
see.
5 days after Galaxy shuts down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because I know it's the 20th, so Galaxy shuts
it's
down
the
on the 15th?
I guess,
wow.
Yeah.
So what are people going to do for 5 days? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, what isn't it? They said if you pre-order the new Star Wars Coder. No, not Coder.
Swodar.
The Old Republic.
Swodar.
Tor. Star Wars.
Swodar.
Tor. Swodar. Swodar.
Swodar. Swodar.
If you pre-order Swodar, you'll get early access.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't said how much, like,
right.
How many days. So
have you,
it's
have
possible
you,
it could be 5 days, so you could be safe.
Oh, yeah. Have you been on the forums, though? It's hilarious, because when you pre-order, there's three different copies.
Uh-huh.
There's the standard, and then there's physical and digitals of both. Then there's a digital deluxe, which is only available on Origin.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the collector's edition, which, you know, it's $150. You get a, like all this crazy stuff.
The lightsaber right. that actually works.
You get Darth, like you get Darth Magus or whatever his name is. He's in the box, like he's just hanging out.
Yo.
You put him together in your living room and he tears shit up.
You have Samuel L. Jackson in there.
Oh, and
he
snaps.
Dies like a bitch.
Dude, I was reading on the forums.
That was awesome.
I was reading on the forums. I was reading on the forums about how, like, they're like, if he's such a badass, why did he scream like a little girl? Thing went to, like, four pages of people explaining, like, one of the guys was like, I was stationed in Iraq, and I got burnt just a little bit or electrocuted or something, and I screamed, if you've never been electrocuted, then you have no reason to talk. He got all offended off of this dude's
face. Wow. Yeah.
Shit got real.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. People use it real.
Sounds like that one movie, the...
He's going to be safe soon.
That's probably where he's going.
That sounds like that movie I watched the other day. One with Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Iron Man.
No.
Oh, Weird Science.
No.
What other movies has he played in? I'm going to keep on naming them.
Titanic.
Titanic.
He was on Lifeboat Number 4. They paid him $1 million. Oh shit!
Did you get him?
Oh,
there he is.
Yeah.
We lost our fourth host.
Poor guy.
Little dude.
I got him.
He got smashed by a
pitcher. We're going to get so many letters that people liked him best.
Bring the spider back.
Due date. That's what it was.
Dude. Okay, if you guys are listening to this on our Facebook page, post "Bring the spider back," and we might go get another spider. We have to have enough support. We have to see enough support though, because this is it's going to be like Mega Man Legends 3.
If you all put enough support on here to
buy a tarantula.
Yes, I will.
We'll have a fourth host, tarantula host. If we have enough support with the tarantula, okay, cool.
I will buy one.
This is awesome. We just got to figure out how much is enough.
Yeah, 100.
Think so?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm down. Okay. I'll start just telling people, hey, like us on Facebook and put want the tarantula back or the spider back or something.
You gotta put up a poll thing, yes or no on spider bring it.
I'm putting up posters around downtown when I get out of here. And you're gonna be like,
bring the spider back.
My address is on this.
Yeah. Woo. So if you all get 100 posts wanting the spider back, I will
the spider
go back.
Tarantula. He's still kind of here.
In spirit.
I don't know how. Doesn't the spirit float up? In Illusions of Gaia for Super Nintendo,
have
this.
One person posts 100 times.
Oh, shit. He's gonna do the whole, like, Firefall
if
challenge.
If I see Pluba 001 and 002 on there, I'm not buying it.
I have to change up my. I'll change up my naming scheme then.
You just get pictures.
Hey guys, this is not Pluba. This is. I'm not Pluba. I'm not affiliated with him in any way. I want my spider bag.
You just have pictures of different pandas for each of these Facebook profiles.
Oh, that'd be cool. Should do something like that.
There's not that many pandas left in the world.
Panda.
Oh.
Why'd you gotta bring us down?
Nothing Photoshop can't fix. Well, this one has a mustache.
Oh, we have to end this podcast on a sad note.
Oh, let's make it happy real quick. Yeah. Let's do, are we good or we're just kind of talking?
I think we're good.
I think we're just kind of hanging out.
Let's do some closing comments.
Okay.
Go, Jeff.
Kerosoft games on the iPhone. They're stupidly addictive.
Speed Demon 3K, League of Legends, look me up. I need help.
Kirby Mass Attack is the reason why we have downtown cameras, so the police can watch.